I know of a little 7-year-old boy that sold newspapers on the street of New York.
我知道有一个七岁的男孩，他在纽约的街上丢报纸。
And he saw a beautiful little 4-year-old girl.
他看到一个很美的四岁的小女孩。
And somebody was going to shoot her.
有人要枪杀她。
So he quick ran in front of her.
所以他就很快地跑到她的面前。
And he got the shot instead.
结果呢，是他被射中了。
But it happened to be right at the door of his rich house of a rich man.
结果，但是呢，刚好是在一个有钱人家门口。
So they carried the child who was not hurt.
所以他们就去带着那个没有。
And they carried the boy inside.
他们就带着那个没有受伤的孩子，还有带着那个把那个男孩子带到屋子里面。
But that little 7-year-old ragamuffin had never had a bath in his whole life.
但是那个。
A bath.
哦，那个七岁的男孩子，他一生从来没有洗过澡。
I don't think he'd ever washed his hands even.
啊，我想他甚至连洗手都没有洗过。
Or even thought about it.
也没有，或者甚至没有想过要是这样做。
He ate out of the dumps.
他是从垃圾堆里面捡东西吃。
Now he's in this beautiful, beautiful, spotless home.
然后他现在在这个很美很美的一尘不染的房子里面。
And the owner was so delighted that this little girl had been saved at the risk of the life of this little boy.
这个主人非常的高兴，因为这个小男孩他冒了生命的危险，让这个他们的女儿救了。
He called the maids.
那他就叫女佣来。
And he said, "I want you to clean this little one up."
跟这个女佣说，我要你把这个小男孩给弄干净。
They did not like it.
他们不喜欢这样子。
They did not want to do it.
他们不想要这样做。
They did not even want to touch him.
他们甚至不想要去碰那个小男孩。
And so the superior maid called the inferior maid.
所以那个比较有权的女佣就叫那下面的佣。
And the inferior maid called the lowest maid.
然后那个下面的女佣就找那个最下级的佣。
So you clean this boy up.
说你去把他弄干净。
She said, "How can I?"
啊，我要怎么能做呢
？That's your problem.
那是你的问题了。
Now the boy was already shot.
那个男孩子早就已经被射中了。
But they weren't very careful with him.
但是他们对他不是很小心的。
Stripped him and dumped him in a pool of water in a bathtub.
就把他的衣服脱掉，然后就把他丢到那个浴缸里面的水。
He's a tough little fellow and managed to live through it.
这个小家伙好不容易就这样子活过来。
And the next 6 months was an odyssey of having learning to live in a clean house.
接下来的6个月是他的奇遇，他必须学习怎么样在一个干净的家里面过生活。
How to sit properly at a table and eat.
怎么样在桌前要能够坐得好好的来吃东西。
He only knew one way. That was all.
他以前只知道一种吃法，就是抓起来吃。
And they were all horrified.
那他们都吓坏了。
Didn't make any difference to him. In fact,
对这个男孩子来讲没有什么差别。
It was a hard time to get him to sleep in a bed.
事实上，让他晚上要上床睡觉还很困难。
Oh, they had a hard time with that lad.
他们在那个跟那个小男孩有一段时间是非常不容易。
But he finally learned.
但他终于学会了。
And he finally grew up.
他终于长大了。
And the end of the story is, actually, he actually married the baby he saved.
这个故事的结局是他最后娶了那个他救的小女孩。
But that's a long story.
不过那是一个很长的故事。
But you see.We don't know how to behave ourselves when things are too clean.
但是你知道，当东西太干净的时候，我们就不晓得自己应该要怎么样来行动。
When I was first converted, I had a dirty mouth.
当我刚刚悔改信主的时候，我的嘴巴很脏。
And I used to drive a team of horses.
我以前常常会驾了一队的马车。
And you know, I had a problem at first.
刚开始我有个麻烦。
When God cleaned my mouth up, the horses didn't know what to do.
当神把我的嘴巴弄干净的时候，我的马就不晓得要该怎么办了。
So I had to teach them a new language.
所以我就必须教马一种新的语言。
I had to learn all over again.
我必须从头学过。
God wants to clean up. It gives him joy.
神要把我们弄干净。
He's not like that maid.
欢喜，就他不像那个女佣一样。
Like the owner.
他像那个主人。
That boy has spared my life, the life of my daughter.
他。
You're going to keep him here and feed him and take care of him and educate him, do the best we can for him.
那个主人说，他因为他救了我的小女儿，所以我们要好好的对他，要给他吃饭，让他留在这里给他受教育。
And Jesus saw this man full of sin.
耶稣看到这个人充满了罪。
He was more concerned about that than he was about his body.
耶稣所关切的是他的身，是他的罪远超过他的身体。
Maybe that was the cause of it. I don't know.
或许罪是引起他身体疾病的原因。
But I know this.
但是我知道这一点。
As soon as they saw him,
当他一看见他了
and saw there was faith in him,
看到他的里面有信心
He did something wonderful.
他就做了一件奇妙的事。
He says, "Be happy. I'm going to take your sins away."
他说你要快乐，因为我要把你的罪给拿走。
And you know, we come to Christ, and I did.
你知道，我们都到基督的面前，我也这样做过。
It took me 6 months to learn a new language. Six weeks.
我花了六个礼拜的时间才学会新的语言。
Then it took me the rest of the 6 months to unlearn the old language.
然后我又花了接下来的六个月的时间才能够把我过去旧的语言给除掉。
But I knew that there was one that could clean me up.
但是我知道有一位能够把我弄干净的。
And he never rejected, he never reproached.
他永远不会拒绝，永远不会责备。
Whenever I came and asked to be cleaned again, he did it without any problem.
每当我来求他洁净我的时候，他就这样做了，没有任何的问题。
As he said from the very beginning, that's what I'm going to do.
因为从一开始他就说了，那是我要做的事情。
Get people ready for heaven.
我要使人们预备好，能够到天上。
And they're not going to enter heaven like that 7-year-old boy entered that rich home.
他们不会像那个七岁的小男孩进到那有钱人家那种样子。
Thy sins be forgiven thee.
你的罪得赦了。
And therefore.Be happy.
因此你要快乐。
Be happy.
要快乐。
You see, when we're all crowded up with sin and misery inside, we can't be happy.
当我们的里面都充满了罪，充满了悲惨，我们就快乐不起来。
Man was so unhappy because his house was little.
那个人很不快乐，因为他的家很小。
But when he really crowded it up,
但是当真的把家里挤满了东西的时候，
he was a lot happier already.
他早就已经快乐得多了。
When they left,
当那些东西离开的时候。
And even when we get the crowd out, we can be happier.
甚至当我们在一个拥挤的当中，我们还是把那个拥挤东西给拿出去的时候，我们就可以更快乐。
And yet he will go on and on. More and more, he wants us to be a house of beauty. Inside a house of beauty.
他会越来越做，继续的做下去，让我们成为一个美的家，我们的里面
wild animals dwell,
成为一个美的家，而不是一个让动物野兽都住进来的家。
Not a house with a stinking goat in it,
不是带着发臭的山羊住在里面的家。
Not a house with a noisy chicken or crowing rooster in it,
不是带着很吵的鸡或者是在那边叫的公鸡住在里面的家。
Not a house with a big dumb cow in it,
不是有很笨的牛住在里面的家
a house that's clean.
而是一个干净的家
A house where they set to work and say, we don't want to live that way.
那个家他们决定说我们不想要那样子生活下
去 If they want to live with their pig in their house, that's their business.
如果别人想要家里面有猪住在那里
If they don't mind sharing their lunch with their chickens, that's their business.
如果他们不介意跟鸡一起共用午餐的话那是他们的事情
I went to France.
我曾经去法国
Everybody likes to bring their dogs to the restaurants.
每个人都喜欢把他们的
And the big dogs will come and they'll sniff at your food.
他们都喜欢把狗带到餐厅里面去
And the owner of the dog will smile and say, how nice my dog is.
然后那个狗呢都喜欢闻闻你的食物然后那个狗的主人都会说哎呦我的狗好好啊
If I had a pistol, I'd be tempted to shoot it.
如果我有手枪的话我可能会想要射
I don't like dogs at my restaurant table.
我不喜欢狗狗在我的餐厅的桌前
They thought it was lovely
他们觉得这样很可爱
Well, I'm not French
我不是法国人
I don't
我不以为然
I don't like to have to shove chickens off my napkin
我不喜欢想要从不想要这个把这个餐厅抖一抖上面有鸡
But if that's true in the natural, how much more is it true in the spiritual?
如果在自然的事情是这样子，那更何况是属灵的事呢？
Do we like the things that are unclean and stink and make things dirty and noisy and messy and crowded around us?
我们难道喜欢那些东西是不干净的、乱七八糟的，然后再挤着我们？我们喜欢这样吗？
More like Singapore.
我想天堂比较像新加坡。
It gives us a little illustration.
只是给我们一点小小的例子。
It's a very clean. It's known for all the world. It's the cleanest city in all the world.
新加坡的干净是全世界都有名的。
Incidentally,
顺便要说
I've been in Singapore several times.
我曾经去新加坡几次。
And I like it.
我喜欢它。
I like it.
我喜欢它。
I don't know how many people had to pay big fines before they could learn.
我不晓得有多少人付了很大的罚金，他们才学会的。
Not to spit on the street and throw things on the street.
才学会怎么不要在街上吐痰，不要在街上丢东西。
They even went so far that They saw a visitor smoking, and he cleaned the ashes off his cigarette on the street.
他们甚至到一种程度，就是他们如果看到有访客在那边抽烟，然后把那个烟灰抖在街上。
They arrested him.
就把他逮捕起来。
And he had to hire a lawyer and had a lawsuit.
这样子的人就必须请律师打官司。
But he proved that he did not deface the city because the ashes are so small that the wind blows them away and no one ever sees him.
他就是要证
So he won the lawsuit.
他就证明说哦，因为他那个抖下来的烟灰实在是很小，然后空气呢就把风把它吹走了，所以并没有把这个城市弄脏了，所以他这个官司就赢了。
Of course, that's how bureaucrats interpret laws.
当然，这就是律师怎么样来解释法律了。
It can get silly.
有时候会变得很傻。
Nevertheless, I'm so glad that someone could clean me up.
然而我很高兴有一位能够把我弄干净的。
I must admit,
我必须承认
my house needed it.
我的家需要的。
I don't know how your house is.
我不晓得你的家怎么样。
I don't know what lives inside, who lives inside.
我不晓得有什么东西住在里面，有谁住在你的里面。
Maybe there's no big cows in there.
或许那里没有很大的牛。
But I think I'd rather have a big cow than a small snake.
但是我想我宁可里面有一头大牛也不要有一只小蛇。
Or one of these centipedes.
或是那个蜈蚣。
What do they call them with the little pinchers?
Yeah, I remember.
Okay. I'd rather have something that's more obnoxious but not so dangerous.
我宁可有一些东西虽然是比较恶心但是不是这么危险的。
Because you see, our house is what we live in. This is our house.
因为我们的家就是我们所住的地方，这就是我们的家。
And do we keep it clean?
我们有没有把它保持干净呢？
Or is it just a, well, so we're talking today, a pack rattery, place where pack rats dwell?
还是说那个地方只是一堆老鼠所住的地方呢？
Full of all kinds of junk.
充满了各种各样的垃圾。
Everything out of order.
一切都没有次序
Everything out of place
一切摆的位置都不对
Bugs hiding wherever they want
虫他们就在各个地方躲着
Spilled dirt, spilled food never gets cleaned up
有一些撒了的食物还有弄烂的东西从来就没有打扫过
There's an unpleasant odor in that place
在那个地方有一个让人很不舒服的味道
When Jesus looked at that man
当耶稣看着那个人
He had two things
他有两件事
He was so sorry to see it.
他很难过看到了。
And so glad he could do something about it.
而他却很高兴他能够处理。
And that's the first thing he did.
这就是他做的第一件事。
Before he healed him, and he did that.
在他医治这个人之前耶稣也医治了他。
Son, thy sins be forgiven. You can get happy now.
在这之前他就说小子你的罪得赦了现在你可以快乐。
There's gonna be a lot more room in your house.
你的家现在空间会大得多了。
I don't know how many angels it took to clean it.
我不晓得花了几个天使的力气才把它给弄干净。
I don't know how many angel loads they had to take to the dump.
我不晓得他们天使必须要带到拿到垃圾场的东西拿了几次。
Angels are pretty strong.
天使是很强壮的。
But they could not. One of them couldn't clean my house out. It took a lot of them.
但是一个天使没有办法把我的家弄干净，花了好几个天使的力气。他就在我们身上做
Because that's what he came to do.
因为这就是他来要做的事
So that when the time comes for me to move my residence,
所以当时候到了我要搬家的时候
I'll be ready.
我会预备好了
I know how to live there.
我知道怎么样生活在上面
I know how to live in a clean house.
我知道怎么样生活在一个干净的房子里
I know there's a man in England.
我知道我认识英国有一个人。
His wife was quite an industrious housekeeper.
他太太是一个很勤勉的家庭主妇。
And he worked real late one night.
有一天晚上这个先生工作到很晚。
Came home real late.
他回家的时候已经很晚了。
And he got ready for bed real quiet.
他就很安静地想要上床睡觉了。
Everything quiet is just as quiet as could be.
一切都非常非常的安静，安静的不得了。
He didn't want to wake up his wife.
他不想要吵醒他的太太。
He didn't turn on the lights.
没有把灯打开来。
So he got all ready for bed.
所以他就全部都准备好了要上床睡觉。
And he walked into his bedroom.
他就走进他的卧房。
Still as could be.
就非常的安静。
Walked over to his bed.
就朝着他的床走过去。
And sat down in it. to go to sleep.
然后就要坐下来，要去躺下来睡。
Except the bed wasn't there, he crashed on the floor.
但是呢，床不在那里，结果他就摔在地上了。
His wife had cleaned house and moved it that day.
因为他太太那天打扫家里，把床给搬了。
I assure you there'll be no surprises in heaven in that way.
我跟你担保在天上不会有这样子让我们吃惊的事。
Son, thy sins be forgiven thee.
小子，你的罪赦了。
The most wonderful words you can ever hear.
这是你所能够听到最奇妙的话。
The most wonderful feeling you can ever feel.
这是你所能够有的最奇妙的感受。
It's what you feel after the Holy Spirit has cleaned you.
就是
washed you.
当圣灵来把你
in the blood of Jesus Christ.
在耶稣基督的宝血里面打扫干净的时候的感觉。没有任何事比这更奇妙。
And that fountain never closes.
那个泉源永远都不会关闭。
Just we have to take baths, wash our hands so often.
就像我们常常必须洗澡洗手。
So we can come to the fountain every day or a dozen times a day and wash and be clean.
所以我们能够每天到这泉源前，甚至一天来十二次，来那里洗洗干净。
Because God loves cleanness.
因为神喜欢干净。
He loves righteousness.
他喜欢公义。
He loves purity.
他喜欢纯洁。
And he wants to not only make us that way, but keep us that way.
他不但把我们造成那样子，而且希望我们能够保持那样子。
And that's why those little words, I'll never forget when he spoke them to me.
这就是为什么我永远忘不了神跟我说这些话的时候。神跟我说
I was happy.
神跟我说你要快乐，我真的很快乐。
Because I felt that cleansing power go through me.
因为我感觉到那个洁净的能力通过我的身体。
I felt the lightness as all the things disappeared.
我感觉到那些东西都消失的时候，我就好轻松。
I felt the reality.
我感到真实。
Of the cleansing word of God.
感到神洁净话语的真实。
And I went praising God and dancing out through the field.
我就在那里赞美神，在田里面跳舞。
I was one happy lad.
我那个时候是一个很很高兴的少年
Son, be of good cheer.
小子你要快乐
Thy sins be forgiven thee.
你的罪得赦免了
I will never forget when those words were first spoken to me.
我永远忘不了神第一次跟我说这些话的时候
I hope you don't.
我希望你也不会忘记
But they were spoken more than once to me.
但是神跟我讲这话不止讲了一次
And I hope they've been spoken more than once to you.
我也希望神跟你讲这话不止一次
And I trust that more and more, your whole nature and your whole being will love cleanliness.
我希望你的全人还有你的整个的性情会越来越喜欢干净。
No matter where you live,
不管你住在哪里
in what city in the world,
不管在世界的哪一个城市
I hope you're like me and say, I wish I could live in Singapore.
我想，我希望你能够像我一样说，哎，我真希望我是住在新加坡。一切都这么的干净。
You can walk on the streets without getting your shoes dirty.
你能够走在街上，你的鞋子都不会脏。
I hope you love to live the way that God wants us to live.
我希望你能够爱神要我们生活的那种方式。
He died so we could, so he could have His blood to wash our sins away.
他死了，使我们能够这样子。他的宝血就是要洗我们的罪。
And when He sees that need.He doesn't mess around with introductions or anything else. He just goes right to it.
当他看到了那个情形，他没有讲一些介绍的话，他就直接的说
Son, thy sins be forgiven.
小子，你的罪得赦。
Be happy.
你要快乐。
And I can tell you for sure, one man walked out of that big gathering a happy man.
我可以跟你担保，他从那个很大的集会当中出来，他是一个很快乐的人。
Shall we pray?
我们来祷告。
Lord Jesus Christ,
主耶稣基督
only you have the power to do such a wonderful thing.
唯有你有能力来做这样子奇妙的事情。
Because you are God and only God can do that.
因为你是神，只有神能够那样做。
I'll never, never forget the day you came by my house.
我永永远远忘不了你经过我家的那一天。
And spoke those wondrous words.
你跟我说了那些奇妙的话语。
And started a clean-up job.
你开始了清扫的工作。
And Lord, more than once I've had to drag out something that was in there.
主不止一次，我必须把一些里面有的东西给拖出来，是不属于那里面的东西。
It didn't fit in with the surroundings.
跟周围的环境不配合的东西。
It was unclean.
是不干净的东西。
I had to drag it out to the garbage and say, Lord, take this too.
我必须把它拖到垃圾堆，说主啊，求你也把这个拿走。
I don't want it in my house.
我不想要这在我的家里面。
I want my house clean.
我要我的家干净。
I want it so clean that you can come and sit at the table with me.
我要我的家是那么的干净，好让你能够来跟我一起坐在桌前。
And I won't be ashamed.
我不会羞愧。
And I won't make you ashamed by the way I act. I don't even know how to sit at your table.
我也不会因着我的行为举止就让你羞愧，我甚至不晓得怎么样要坐在桌前。
And so, Father,
所以父啊
，Speak to every heart tonight.
求你今天晚上对每一颗心说话。
If there's things that need to be dragged out to the trash.
如果有一些东西必须被拖出来丢到垃圾堆。
At least we have a place to take them.
至少我们有一个地方可以拿去的。
Is there things that have no business in there and they just make it dirty and trashy?
如果有些东西摆在那里没有什么用，只是会堆垃圾，只是会变得更脏。
I know what to do with them.
我知道要怎么办。
And if by any chance it's all dirty inside,
如果里面
come to me in mercy,
刚好都是完全脏的。
Find enough faith,
就来洗。
With all my house so dirty.
说虽然我的家是这么的脏
and speak those wondrous words to me,
求你对我说奇妙的话
and I'll be forever grateful,
我会永远感激
do this in Jesus' name,
求你这样做奉耶稣的名
Amen,
Amen.
圣经告诉我们他昨日今日直到永远是不改变的，如果当这个人还没有求他赦罪，耶稣就赦免他了。今天我们来到这里，只要我们意识到我们的里面还有一些不干净，我们呼求神，他是昨日今日直到永远不改变的神，他乐意赦免我们。能否救主求他洗净你罪愆，能否在羔羊血洗清洁，能否信主接他进入你心间，曾否在羔羊血洗清洁，曾否在羔羊血，在羔羊又能血洗清洁，你的衣裳是否洁白又如雪，曾否在羔羊血洗清洁，曾否日日以帮救主而同行，曾否在羔羊血洗清洁，曾否因主替你受死而心安，曾否在羔羊血洗清洁，曾否在羔羊血，曾否羊又能血洗清洁，你的衣裳是否洁白又如雪，曾否在羔羊血洗清洁，救主来时你的衣裳是否白，曾否在羔羊血洗清洁，荣耀冠冕你的头额佩戴，否曾否在羔羊血洗清洁，曾否在羔羊血，在羔羊又能血洗清洁，你的衣裳是否洁白又如雪，曾否在羔羊血洗清洁，曾否在羔羊血。你今天还要把那些鸡鸭猪一切带回去吗？不要带回去，让耶稣在这里洁净你。羔羊的血仍然在这里流，羔羊的血仍然在这里流，只要带到他的面前就得着洁净，把我们里面所有的这些都赶出去。曾否在羔羊血，在 羔羊又能学习亲近你的衣裳，是否洁白又如雪？曾否在羔羊学习亲近？曾否在羔羊学？在羔羊又能学习亲近你的衣裳，是否洁白又如雪？曾否在羔羊学习亲近？家略泉源为这真真流淌，曾否在羔羊学习亲近？污秽衣裳不该还留在身上，曾否在羔羊学习亲近？曾否在羔羊学？在羔羊又能学习亲近你的衣裳，是否洁白又如雪？曾否在羔羊学习亲近？曾否在羔羊学？曾否在羔羊学习亲近你的衣裳，是否洁白又如雪？曾否在羔羊学习亲近？曾否在羔羊学？曾否在羔羊学习亲近你的衣裳，是否洁白又如雪？曾否在羔羊学习亲近？
从以上弥勒牧师的信息里，我们可以知道一个人最喜悦的事情就是他知道他的罪得蒙赦免了。哈利路亚，只有耶稣能够赦免人的罪。哈利路亚，今天我们每一个人都需要听见耶稣亲自的告诉我们，你的罪得蒙赦免了，你可以欢喜快乐。哈利路亚，耶稣道成肉身来到世上，就是要除去我们一切的罪。哈利路亚，耶稣的名字的意思就是将他的百姓从罪恶里面拯救出来，预备我们进到天上，跟他永远的在一起。神住的地方是没有罪的地方。哈利路亚，今天他来就是要洁净我们，好叫我们跟他永远的在一起。以马内利。哈利路亚，我们当中还有朋友们，你还不认识耶稣，你从来没有邀请耶稣的宝血来洁净你心中的罪恶，今天是呼求他怜悯的时候，他的血就来洁净你心中一切的罪恶，叫你的心里面的黑暗扫除的干净，叫神能够住在你的心里面。你只要悔改接受耶稣成为你个人的救主，进到你的心里面，就必得救。愿神祝福你们。